You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tragedy yesterday at Bradley Airport when a World War II aircraft crashed at the airport. 7 people passed away. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Dr. Joe Shippa, psychologist, is joining us this morning. Dr. Joe, I feel like when things like this happen, myself included, I get so nervous, especially right now. My parents are overseas. Is this rational or am I just being crazy?
It's a pretty natural kind of thing because our minds tend to exaggerate things. So one of the things that you have to really separate is fear from what is really true danger. And that's the tricky part, because we hear about a tragedy, it's traumatizing. And even if you have not been in that particular situation, that accident, you're traumatized just secondarily by seeing it. The media plays a part in that. You know, we have a very, very robust media. You see pictures, you hear recordings, and it begins to trigger things. And it triggers our deepest, darkest kinds of fears and anxiety. But again, it's about deciphering and discerning what is fear and what is actual danger. And the way that you need to do that really is really look at the statistics. When you look at flying, there's really a 1 in 11 million chance of dying in a plane crash, whereas when you look at, you know, car crashes, it's a 1 in 5,000 chance of being in a car accident.
That's staggering if you think about it, because I think the fear of planes is so much greater.
Right.
Always much greater, because it's not something that you do every day. You know, there are like 42,000 flights a day that are flying and 2.5 million passengers a day. When you look at that, I mean, it's pretty amazing that we don't have the kinds of accidents that people create in their minds. And that's another thing about it. When you ask about, you know, why do we go there? Because their minds are really quite vivid. They can take any kind of situation and create more out of that situation. And often they dig up our greatest fears.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I notice is, so I used to love flying when I was younger. And then when I got married, ever since I started dating my wife, she freaks out with flying. And so that anxiety started to transfer to me for a little while. But the way that I did calm myself was just hang out at the airport for an hour and watch how many planes are coming in and out every day.
Right.
And you say to yourself, how often do you hear about a crash? And that's going on at every airport everywhere across the world. And you say to yourself, really, there's not much to worry about here.
Right. And that's a really great point, Raven, because one of the things that you have to do when you're feeling this anxiety is you have to repeat the facts. You have to have the knowledge so that you're retraining your mind to go to the sensible part, the rational part of your brain.
Dr. Joe Shippa, psychologist, talking about how to deal with fear after such a tragedy like yesterday at Bradley International Airport. Dr. Joe, one more quick question. I know you deal with a lot of children, and I think that when kids see these kind of tragic stories on the news, it scares them. And it's one thing for an adult to try to rationalize their fears when it comes to planes and flying, but as a parent, what do you say to a child that sees this and they're scared?
Well, I think it depends on the developmental level of the child, but one of the things that's always really important to give kids facts. Kids respond to facts and to always be that adult in that situation. When you believe it yourself, you're communicating a very clear message to children that they're safe. And that's what adults are supposed to do. We're supposed to be convincing our kids that, you know, we can make them safe. Of course, to a point, the world is not completely safe, but it really is reassuring to kids to say, listen, when you think about it, there aren't that many planes that are involved in accidents. Repeating that to them also helps you as an adult stay very grounded in the process. There are other things that, of course, that you can do to really manage your anxiety And those are things like, you know, making sure that you identify your triggers, making sure that you're anticipating the kinds of things that make you anxious when flying, practicing breathing exercises like square breathing. There's a technique called EFG, Emotional Freedom Techniques, or tapping, which is very, very beneficial in taking down anxiety. There are many ways to sort of manage this and stay rational and also teach those things to kids so that they can manage their anxiety when it pops up.
Thank you so much. Dr. Joe Shippa, he's a psychologist out of Briarcliff, right, Dr. Joe?
I am in Briarcliff, New York, in Westchester County.
Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for being a listener of the show. We really appreciate that, too.
Thank you. Keep doing a great job, guys.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.